It's Tuesday, April 16th, AD 2024. This is The Worldview in 5 minutes, written by Kevin Swanson and heard at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. International Christian Concern reminds us this morning that 91 young women who were kidnapped exactly 10 years ago from their schools in Chibok in northeastern Nigeria are still held in captivity. Islamic terrorists kidnapped 276 teenage girls a decade ago, many of whom were forced to marry their abductors. That wasn't the end of the persecutions, however. Just last month, Boko Haram terrorists kidnapped another 400 people from a Borno State refugee camp, and another 287 students and teachers were abducted from a school in Kaduna State. Nigeria, Africa is the sixth most dangerous country worldwide in which to be a Christian. Gun ownership in Australia is severely restricted by government licensing, but that has not stopped knife attacks in that nation. 6 people were killed and 11 wounded by a knife attack in a mall last week. In addition, just yesterday, a pastor and 4 church members were stabbed during a Bible study at Good Shepherd Church in Sydney. The Iraqi parliament is considering a bill requiring life in prison or the death penalty for certain types of adultery or homosexual activity, reports U.S. News and World Report. The nations of Israel and Iraq have the loosest laws of all Middle Eastern countries concerning homosexuality. Israel legalized homosexuality in 1988 and recognizes homosexual faux marriage performed in other countries. At least officially, homosexual activity was legalized in Iraq in 1969. Homosexuality has been legalized by most Protestant and Catholic nations in Europe, North and South Africa, and Oceania, which includes Australia. Scripture in 1 Timothy 1, verses 8 through 10 points out that the law is good if one uses it lawfully, knowing this, that the law is not made for a righteous person, but for the lawless and insubordinate, for the ungodly and for sinners, for the unholy and profane, for murderers of fathers and murderers of mothers, for manslayers, for fornicators, for sodomites, for kidnappers. Former president and 2024 GOP presidential candidate Donald Trump is back in state court defending himself from 34 charges of falsifying business records in relation to alleged hush money payments made before the 2016 election. The payments allegedly went to a film star who is known for promulgating violations of the Seventh Commandment. Trump has pleaded not guilty to charges and denies the accusations concerning the adulterous affair. Airports Council International just released the list of the busiest 10 airports in the world for last year. These are, in order from 1 to 10, Hartsfield-Jackson, Atlanta, Dubai, Dallas-Fort Worth, London Heathrow, Tokyo, Denver, Istanbul, Los Angeles, Chicago O'Hare, and New Delhi's Indira Gandhi Airport. Atlanta's international airport accommodated almost 105 million passengers last year. The U.S. Transportation and Safety Administration has announced that officers intercepted 1,503 guns at airport security checkpoints in the first 3 months of the year, or about 500 per month. Last year, a record 6,737 guns were intercepted, 93% of which were loaded weapons. Gold hit $2,390 yesterday per ounce, and silver scraped $29 an ounce. Over the last 6 weeks, gold and silver are up about 25%. Bitcoin has better than doubled in price, and the NASDAQ Composite Index is up about 19%. Inflation here in the U.S. is back up around 6%, with core services in the Consumer Price Index scraping the 6.8% territory in March. Rent hit a 5% inflation rate in March. Motor vehicle maintenance inflation rate reached 8%. Motor vehicle insurance up 22%. And overall Consumer Price Index popped up to 4.6%, reports WolfStreet.com. The Producer Price Index saw a 6% annualized increase in March. That's almost back up to 2022 levels, after the Federal Reserve made a half-hearted attempt to bring inflation down by increasing benchmark lending rates. Tesla has announced they will be laying off 10% of its workforce, or 14,000 employees, reports Electric.com. And finally, Americans are stressed out. A whopping 57% of Americans say they are not getting enough sleep, and only 36% of women say they are happy with the sleep they get. That's down from 52% in 2013, according to surveys from Gallup. Psalm 127 verses 1 through 2 reminds us that unless the Lord builds the house, they labor in vain who build it. Unless the Lord guards the city, the watchman stays awake in vain. It is vain for you to rise up early, to sit up late, to eat the bread of sorrows, for so he gives his beloved sleep. And that's the World View on this Tuesday, April 16th in the year of our Lord, 2024. Subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com or get the Generations app through Google Play or the App Store. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.